Boker Tov, good morning everybody. Good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayigash, and Hanukkah is over. So this morning we begin a new section in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Perek Lamed Hei. We'll begin with Perek Aleph, of course, with Halacha Aleph, of course. And these are the laws of separating challah. Maybe a little bit less practical for some of us, or relevant in our day-to-day lives than something like giving tzedakah or lighting Hanukkah candles, what we've learned about recently. But something that is very important and applicable to anybody who bakes bread or bakes challah in your kitchen or wants to understand a little bit more behind the scenes about one of the important laws of the food that we eat. The Torah in Parshas Shelach, after recounting the story of the Meraglim, tells us a few mitzvos. One of them is the special mitzvah of challah. It says that when you come into the land of Eretz Yisrael, Reishis arisoseichem chala tarimu truma. That from the first of your dough, when you need dough and you're preparing it to bake into bread, you should separate one portion and give it, like the word truma implies, give it to the kohen. So a couple of things. First of all, the pasuk makes it clear that this is a halacha that applies specifically in the land of Israel. For those of us who aren't currently, unfortunately, living in the land of Israel, the motzah wouldn't apply in its D'oraisa form, according to the Torah, but Chazal Midrabanan, the rabbis instituted that it applies on a rabbinic level outside of Israel as well, so even if you're baking bread in a Northbrook, Illinois, wherever you may live, you still must separate challah if it meets the conditions that we'll learn about over the following days. Additionally, we can no longer give the challah that we separate to the Kohen, just like somebody, a farmer who's separating Truma Maser, somebody who's separating tithes from their produce doesn't give it to the Kohen, because unfortunately nowadays without the Beis HaMikdash, all of us, Kohanim included, are Temeim. We are all ritually impure. We don't have a Parah Aduma or any other form of purification, and therefore a Kohen wouldn't be allowed to eat challah in a state of Tuma. Therefore, as we will see in Halacha Aleph, we have to come up with something else to do. We still have to separate the challah. We can't give it to the Kohen. What do we do? Well, stay tuned. Here we go. Halacha Aleph. Isa mechameshes mine dagan chayeves bechala. If you need dough, need with a K, K-N-E-A-D, if you need dough from one of the five primary grains that bread is made from, wheat, barley, oats, spelt, or rye, that dough would be obligated in the mitzvah of separating challah from it. Kodem shemafrishin achala mevarchim baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu lahafrish challah. Before separating the challah, as you're prepared to do so right away, one makes the bracha, blessed are you Hashem, our God, King of the world, who commanded us in his mitzvos and sanctified us with his mitzvos, and commanded us to separate challah. Some add the words, lahafrish challah min ha'isa, to separate challah from the dough. Both are appropriate versions. V'notlin kezayis min ha'isa, separated olive's worth from the dough. The poskim note that, again, without the Beis HaMikdash, outside of Israel, doesn't technically need to be a kezayis amount, even a smaller amount, any tiny measure would really fulfill the basic obligation. Nonetheless, one should try its best to separate about an olive's amount, a kezayis amount of bread, visorfin osa ba'esh, and burn it in a fire. Again, as I mentioned before, since it can't be given to the Kohen until the Beis HaMikdash is back, God willing, soon, speedily in our days, but until then, we have no other option but to destroy it, and that is generally, typically done customarily by burning it. The custom is that it should be burned. It doesn't absolutely have to be, but the custom is that it's burnt in the same oven in which you are baking the bread or the challah that you're actually planning to eat. However, since this piece that you separated is basically considered to be almost not kosher, it's its own form of not kosher because really can't be eaten. Can't be eaten by Yisrael because he's not a Kohen. Can't be eaten by a Kohen because he's Tameh, as mentioned before. So, in effect, this is a piece of dough that is halachically inedible. Therefore, the custom is that it should be completely wrapped. Wrap it in foil or something like that, so that it doesn't touch any of your kosher food, so that it doesn't affect the kashrus of your oven or anything like that. To be safe, cover the piece of challah, that little piece that you broke off, the kezayis amount, in foil, put it in the oven, and while you're baking your hopefully delicious challahs or breads that you will then eat afterwards, this piece will be burning, and you leave it in a little bit longer until it really burns into nothing, and then you could throw it away. Again, we look forward to the day when we'll be able to separate challah and give it as a gift to the very deserving Kohanim. But for now, we still must separate a piece from the challah before baking the bread and burn it in the oven. In the coming days, we'll learn many of the details regarding this special mitzvah. Enjoy your challah tonight. Have a good Shabbos.